So welcome everyone to a special episode of Reader's Delight. This episode is actually not from Reader's Delight on Instagram. This is actually me pre-recording an episode where I'm wanting to also add in a little bit of my experience as a new entrepreneur, a new businesswoman. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to talk about the business of books in some capacity, just kind of sharing a little bit of my journey to anyone who may be interested in just listening along, I guess, you know? So yeah, that's what this particular episode is going to be sometimes about, just what is it like to develop a business around your hobby of passion of sort. So let's get started. So I created, or I've started a business. It's called Reader. It's spelled R-E-A-D-H-E-R. And it's because it's a subscription book box specifically created for women. The books that are going to be featured in the box are by Black authors. That will always be a thing. That will always be the authors of choice for Reader. And that's because I want to be really intentional with the types of stories that I want for Reader to be a part of. I'm such a big reader, no pun intended, of Black stories, Black romance. And after discovering, you know, indie Black romance, you know, years ago, it just became a subgenre that I've just fallen in love with. And so as a result, you know, this past year, there was the pandemic, as we've all experienced or continuously experiencing. I happened to just be online and someone spoke about Book of the Month. And I was like, what is this? You know, so I went to their website and I saw that the books that they were offering were not really books that I was into per se. You know, I am a big fan of indie Black romance. I didn't expect for indie Black romance to be the books that would be a part of Book of the Month. But I was open to anything that was a part of, you know, diversity, anything that was, you know, Black related, you know, anything like that. And since they show you the books that are available in their catalog, I thought, well, let me check out the books. And so after looking at their offerings, I wasn't really into it. It wasn't really something that made me say to myself, girl, you need to get this box right now. So I figured, well, you know what? This box is just not for me. But there was this little like aha moment that I had that was like, why don't you create it? Like, why don't you create the box you want? And so I was like, why could I? And I had to have that conversation with myself where I was asking myself if this was really something that I could do. And I kind of just mulled over it a little bit. I told my mom about it too, because she's the person who I tell my random ideas to. So I was like, let me see what she thinks, you know? And she was skeptical, not in a, she doesn't believe that I can do it kind of way, but I am very much so an ideas person, right? I'm like, ooh, what if we did this? What if we did that? What if we did this, you know? And so she knows how I get excited by things and then the energy kind of dies. So she was like, okay, well, let's see, you know? And I told her, I said, look, I totally get it. You know how I am. You know that I'm the type of person who'll get excited real quick. So let me sit on this and let me see if it's something that in a month's time or 3 weeks time, I still want to do it. So she was like, good, because that's exactly what she was thinking. And then, so that time goes by. I'm thinking about it, you know, all the time. I'm thinking about what it would look like, what it would, you know, provide and all those sorts of things. And I was like, I'm still kind of with this idea, you know? And so I was doing, you know, my research, because if you know me in my regular life, you know that I'm a person, I do extensive research. I look it up. I I find out stuff. I'm that person. I'm Googling out of control. And so I remember finding like Crate Joy's website and just reading all their resources and stuff and Googling and stuff like that. And over time, I did find other subscription boxes that were created by Black women, but they were still different from what I would have created, right? In my head at the time, I was like, oh, this mine will still feel different from theirs. And not just because, it wasn't me doing it, but because the vibe and the energy as a reader, as a person who reads a lot, I was thinking, what would I want as someone who reads a lot from a box? And so I felt like the boxes that I was seeing wasn't giving me what I, as a reader, me personally, would want or would enjoy. So I decided to go with it, right? I said, okay, let's try it out. So I'm a research person. I'm also someone who struggles with pulling the trigger on things. So I remember I bought a lot of books, of course, on business. I watched a whole bunch of, you know, online videos and stuff like that. I joined a business club on Facebook, paid one, y'all, so I was committing. I did a lot of the things to kind of help me figure out what don't I know as a person who has worked all her life, but has not ran a business from top to bottom, right? Because for a business, you have to know not just the product you're providing. You've got to know budgeting, you've got to know financing, you've got to know, you know, your tax stuff, you've got to know marketing, promotion, all that other stuff, right? So that's where I was with it. I was like, dang, I got to learn a whole bunch of stuff. And there's, like I said, a lot of stuff you just don't know that you don't know. So I spent the next couple of months doing that. I spent months, you know, trying to think up of a name all the time. And I finally landed on Reader one night. And my mom hated all my other names. She hated all the other names that I was coming up with. I finally told her, what about Reader? I said, but it ends with her because it's for women. And she was kind of like, huh, I think I like that. And I was like, I like it a lot. I'm enjoying this name. And so after figuring all those sort of details out, my first step was reaching out to the authors, right? So here I am. I'm doing all this research about business, about subscription boxes. I'm trying to, you know, self-educate as much as possible. I also connected with a couple of my, you know, my social media friends who are also readers. And I was like, yo, like, tell me if you would like this or that. They were kind of my little secret crew that would give me feedback on stuff. And the day came when I had to basically reach out to these authors, because unlike traditional publishing, where you go to the publishing house, you inquire on prices and you do that sort of, you know, there's the business front of it. With indie Black authors, they are their own business people, right? They're their own representatives. And so I was like, okay, let's see if they'd even want to be a part of it, if this is something that they're interested in, if this is something that they would even support, you know? Because I was like, if they don't, my idea is dead. It's dead in the water. It's not gonna happen, because I don't want the books, the, you know, the traditional publishing books in the box, because I feel like that's the part that's gonna make Reader unique. And so there are a lot of authors who are published by big publishing companies that are really famous and making tons of money, and everyone's read their books, and, you know, they're well liked and well received. It's just that some of those aren't the books that I enjoy reading. And I know that with the community that I've been able to find online, there's a lot of people who feel pretty similarly, whom those books are just not giving us what we want. And so I remember I, you know, wrote this long 2-page email describing, you know, what my idea was, what my business was, what I wanted to do, what I was thinking about, and, you know, just spilling my soul. And I sent it. I scheduled it to get sent at like 8 a.m, like East Coast time, right? Because I feel like I'm the only person on the West. So I'm like, okay, I, you know, sent it out. So I go to sleep and then I wake up. And then I woke up and it was like, I don't know if it was like 5:05 a.m. I randomly woke up and I was like, I just like looked at my phone and I said, let me see if it got sent, you know, because I'm paranoid. And I had already had an author who responded and was like, sounds great, I'm with it. And I was like, what? You know, so that kind of relieved a lot of that stress. And then I heard back from a lot of other authors and I was just really happy with the reception of the idea. I got the chance to then meet on Zoom, of course, with a lot of these authors and just chatting with them about what my idea was, what their role would be, what their participation would look like. And yeah, they were all like on board with it, right? Perfect. So having them aboard was great. You know, again, I'm like, all right, now I have to do the stuff that is really, you know, makes this real. So I had to go and create, you know, websites and, you know, the sign up for the things that collect the money for those programs that collect the funds. I had to create marketing and promo and start telling people about it because at that point I hadn't told anyone about it. I didn't start talking about Reader until the end of November, I think it was. So I had to do all of that work because I wasn't going to talk about it and then the idea doesn't happen. So I went and I started telling people about it. Great. So then here's where the roadblocks, not roadblocks, but like the struggles of like starting your own business, right? So with a subscription box, you don't know, when you're starting, you don't know how many customers you're gonna have, how many subscriptions you're gonna have. So it's kind of hard to order stuff when you don't know what number it is because you're essentially investing, right? You're taking your cash and you're buying things, right? But the hard part with that is you just don't know how much you gotta buy. And you also know that the more you buy, the cheaper per item it is. So you're kind of weighing the pros and cons of it. Through my research, there was a lot of people saying, you know, do a pre-sale, have people buy it, and then you would know exactly how many people, you know, would be your customers, and then you could buy. So I was like, okay, that's, you know, kind of a strategy to use, so don't go too overboard. So I was kind of needing to do something like that, but I also needed to have something to show, you know? I needed to have at least boxes to show. I needed to at least have a book selected to say, you know, not to say which book would be picked, but to know that a book was coming, stuff like that. And so the challenge was, of course, picking a book, which was hard because, not because there aren't any books out there, but because you have to find a book in like a particular spot. So because of Amazon and Kindle Unlimited system, which a lot of these authors publish their books on, the books have to be live on Amazon and Kindle Unlimited in order to get published, right? So they have to be books that have already been released. Also, they take about 2 to 3 weeks to arrive after they've been ordered. So if I wanted to do a like new release book with an author and I went and I picked a book that got released today, I wouldn't have the books in hand for at least 3 weeks. 2 weeks, 2 to maybe 3 weeks. I wouldn't have the books on hand. So that was like, okay, I have to pick a book and then I have to give at least 2 to 3 weeks to be able to, you know, have it delivered to me. The next part of it though is picking a book that my audience, that the people I know would be either interested in or hasn't overly been read. So there are a couple of authors who are very popular and they've, you know, published their book on Kindle Unlimited, who I could have said, hey, can I have that book? However, they're books that people have already purchased, people have already read, people have already been obsessed with, you know, so it was like too popular in the sense of like, the market has been saturated with that particular book. And people have already bought the book. You know, they've already bought the book, and they have the physical copy of the book. So it's like having to be strategic with like, okay, who's an author that's popular, that's well written, that does great work, has published a book already, that is good, and you know, and it's a fun book. Obviously, you know, the plan is to release in February, if I didn't say that before. The plan is to release in February, so you don't want something too dark or too sad. You want something happy, you know? So there's a lot of factors into going into that. And then, you know, thinking of like, is there an author who has published a book in January, right? So then that the book could get to me by the start of February. So, or maybe a book that's been published in December. Like you have, that's the thing, to kind of shorten the window. And so that was my struggle, finding a book that fit those parameters, a book that is first in a series, a book that is newly released, a book that is not crazy popular that it's exploded and everyone has already read it. You know, it's like have to find that middle ground, that kind of sleeper book that you know is gonna be great, but that has not been spread everywhere. That so, yes, I stressed over that. Stress. And so finally, I was able to select a book that I think is good, that I think the people will enjoy. It's a happily ever after. It portrays a woman who was like about her business. She's single and she likes it that way. And she's, you know, all these really fun things that I think women really find entertaining in books and sexy and all that other stuff. So I was like, okay, cool. Happy with the books. Of course, now the books have taken forever to arrive. Forever. I think it's gonna take like, it's gonna be now a month for the books to get here, and I'm like, oh my god, I need these books now. So they're taking forever to arrive, which is also a struggle. I have everything else is ready but the books. And I think when you're starting off a business like this, that is part of the struggle, right? Because not only did I have to pick a book, but then I had to kind of estimate, like, how many books do I order? Like, how much? I don't want to order too many. Then I have a plethora, and then, you know, I can't sell these books. Or I don't want to order because they obviously take forever to get to me. There was a lot of those factors. And so I was able to, like, you know, get what I consider a strong number of orders. And then I was able to, like, stop the sales because I was getting more sales, and I was like, I'm getting close to the number I ordered. So I sold out exactly the number of books that I ordered. And well, that's good. But like I said, still don't got the books yet, but they're on their way. But I had to, like, once I selected the book, I was able to say, hey, our books are on sale. And then I was able to get orders in. And then somewhere in the middle, I said, okay, this is the number of books I want to order. To kind of be able to finally begin that process of waiting for the books to get to me and be able to package them up and all that other stuff. So yeah, my struggle now is I'm just waiting for the books to be able to send them. I want to send them out as soon as possible. I want to send them out a week ago. I want them now. I want to send them, but I have to be patient and I have to wait. But I'm struggling. Struggling with it. And so, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I've already pre-planned the next box. I'm already, you know, luckily because we are bi-monthly, we are able to have some grace period where we're able to start thinking about, okay, what's the next box? What are we doing for the next one? So we have that time right now where we're already thinking about what are we going to put in the next box. So we've already we have a bonus item that we're going to include in the box for the next time for people who have resubscribed. So it's a subscription process. So every other month you get charged for the box. And so you can cancel it, obviously. So, but what I'm doing as sort of like a thank you to the people who continue to subscribe, I'm giving them like a bonus item as like a thank you, because the people who subscribe right now are individuals who have not seen anything. They have not seen anything inside of the box. So I'm like, thank you so much for your trust and faith in me. Here's something to say thank you, that hopefully you like and enjoy. And so I'm excited to at least be able to do that for people who keep going with me, because I can't do it for right now. I can't be like, here's an extra bonus on top of the bonus, because I already included a bonus in the first box. And so yeah, there's a couple of items. Like I said, I've already selected, I pretty much mapped out the things that I want to include in the other box. I've also have time to connect with, some other vendors whom I think are really awesome. Most of the products that are in the box are by women, which is also pretty cool. I think that I would say mostly because I feel like, you know, the box, I don't know who made the box. and the, you know, the crinkle paper. I don't know who made the crinkle paper. And the cards that I have inside, I don't know who made them cards. But I know, like, the book is written by a woman. And all the items that we've had made for the box have been made by women. So that's one thing. And of course, I want to continue to support Black businesses. So I'm looking to more Black businesses and to see what sort of thing that they have. So I know I've learned that there's a lot of Black businesses that have candles, that have bookmarks, that make specialty items, that I can definitely, you know, be a patron of, that continue to support not only their business, but my business as well, because I'm Black too, and I'm a woman. So that's a twofer. So I'm definitely enjoying having the opportunity to kind of mutually benefit other businesses like myself that are small and they're looking to expand their audiences as well. And yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. Like I'm saying, I'm waiting for these books, but I'm very excited to be able to have created this business, be able to have been well received, I feel. And I feel like every single box is just gonna get better and better, because through every box, I'm gonna learn something. I'm going to be more informed. I'm gonna be better. So I feel like the first box is starting off real strong. And I think that if I'm starting from here where I'm at, there's only up. You can only go up. So I hope I'm able to get more subscribers. I hope that, you know, the books get even, you know, thicker, because we love a thick old book. And that folks really enjoy, you know, these authors and these books, because the authors that I've connected with, every single one is an author that I've read easily, you know, over 10 books of theirs, and they are the, you know, creme de la creme of Black indie authors, and I feel super excited to have them in my box. I'm super excited to collaborate with them, and my hope is twofer. My hope is one, that more people read Black indie authors, because they're missing out. The people are missing out. The world is missing out for those who are not. And two, it's also a great, you know, benefit and blessing and privilege to me to be able to start something that's rooted in a passion, that can also transform lives. So that's where I'm at. I'm very excited for Reader. I'm very excited for this podcast, y'alls, because I'm going to be talking, like I said, about businessy type stuff in regards to Reader, book stuff. For a reader's delight, but I'm also going to, you know, I think we should, you know, talk some tea too. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's discuss, you know? So yeah. But thank you for listening if you've gotten this far, and chat with y'all soon. Okay. Bye.